Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we are diving deep into the world of meme coins.
Ooh, fun.
Specifically, how all that social media engagement can really impact trading. You know?
Yeah.
We'll be breaking down this really fascinating article from Av AI.
Okay.
It's on Medium, all about how to actually use social engagement for meme coin trading.
Interesting.
Get ready for some pretty surprising insights, especially about these key opinion leaders we always hear about.
KOLs.
Yeah, exactly. Those KOLs.
Yeah.
And Av AI. This tool sounds pretty cool. It helps us make sense of all the noise.
Well, yeah. I mean, with meme coins, things move so fast.
Right, exactly.
Any edge you can get can be really valuable.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Av AI article, they start off strong. They actually call social media, get this, the heartbeat of meme coins.
That's right.
Platforms, especially X, you know, Twitter and Telegram. That's where the hype starts.
It's true.
That's where the excitement really builds.
It's so true. Like, just think about it. When you see a coin being mentioned everywhere, people liking it, retweeting, sharing it, you instantly get a feeling like, okay, this is what the market thinks.
You can practically feel the market sentiment.
Yeah, real-time sentiment. It's fascinating.
And it's not even just the numbers themselves. It's when you see those sudden spikes.
Exactly.
That often, like right before there's a big price swing.
Yeah, we're just wired that way, right?
Yeah.
Like humans, we get influenced when we see others excited about something.
Yeah, definitely.
And with these meme coins, I mean, it's that times a thousand.
It's amplified.
Amplified. And you see all this buzz about a coin and suddenly you get that FOMO.
That fear of missing out.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to be left behind. You got to get in on the action.
Yeah. And speaking of influence, the article really gets into the impact of KOLs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can seriously make or break a coin.
Absolutely. Like one post.
One single post.
From the right KOL. And that's it. A coin can skyrocket or completely tank. Yeah, they have so much power, especially with these alpha calls.
What are those? I've heard that term.
Basically, it's like they're recommendations or predictions about a coin's potential, you know, a little whisper that sets off this trading frenzy.
Got it.
Thousands of followers just hang on their every word, and they all jump into the trade at once.
Oh, wow.
Creating these huge waves of activity.
So there's this example in the article, right, about this coin called Comedian.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
A KOL on Telegram, they give it this alpha call, and boom, trading volume goes up 500% in just hours.
It's crazy how fast it happens.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That really shows you how just one well-timed call creates this enormous momentum, especially for those coins that most people haven't even heard of.
It's the KOL effect in action. It's fascinating and scary at the same time.
So it sounds like paying attention to KOLs could be really useful for traders, right? I mean, if they have that much influence.
I mean, yeah, potentially, but there are some serious caveats here. Like, you have to be really careful.
I figured there had to be some downsides.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not all KOLs are created equal. You know, some of them, they have real expertise, a solid track record, people you can actually trust.
Okay.
But others, let's just say they might have different motives. You know what I mean?
I see. So how do we know who to trust? What are some red flags to look out for?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Well, first things first, you got to look at their past performance.
Yeah.
Like, do their calls actually pan out?
Okay.
What's their reputation like in the community? Do people actually respect them?
Yeah.
And this is crucial. Are there any conflicts of interest?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, are they secretly being paid to promote a specific coin while publicly claiming they genuinely believe in it?
Ah, sneaky.
Yeah, it happens more than you think.
Okay, so are there any other tactics that these KOLs use that we should be aware of besides these alpha calls?
Oh, definitely. So besides alpha calls, sometimes they might, like, strategically release positive news snippets.
Okay.
About a coin they hold, just to boost its price before they dump their own holdings.
Oh, wow.
Or they might try to create a sense of scarcity, you know.
Okay.
Like hinting at some limited time opportunity to drive up that demand, that FOMO.
So it's like a whole psychological game.
It really is. So it's vital to understand these tactics so you don't get swept up in all the hype.
Right.
Always double check the information.
Okay.
Do your own research on the coin and try to look beyond the hype.
Don't just blindly follow the crowd.
Exactly. Be a savvy follower. Be informed. Don't just jump on the bandwagon because everyone else is.
Be smart about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the article talks about this tool, Av AI, and how it can help traders navigate this whole complex world.
Oh, yeah. It's like your social engagement sidekick.
I like that. A sidekick.
Yeah.
So they mentioned this thing called KOL activity visualization. What is that exactly?
Okay. So what AvAI does is it actually tracks everything these KOLs are doing.
Wow. Everything.
Yeah. Like their trades, their alpha calls, you name it.
Okay.
And then it integrates all of that into these charts.
Oh, wow.
So you can actually see the direct correlation between what they're doing and how a coin is performing.
So you can see, like, the direct impact of those tactics we were just talking about.
Precisely. And this is super valuable in a market like this where everything moves so fast.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. And it gets even better. So they're also developing this thing called real-time social trends.
Wait, hold on. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so imagine this.
Yeah.
You could see, like, live updates of which coins are being mentioned, liked, all those engagement spikes.
Across all platforms.
Yeah, because across different platforms. So basically, you get a real-time view of what's getting hot, like right before it explodes.
Whoa, so I could see which meme coins are suddenly trending on X or Telegram before they even hit the price charts.
Exactly. You'd be able to spot potential breakouts before they even happen.
That's like having a crystal ball.
Well, maybe not a crystal ball, but definitely a powerful tool.
That's incredible. And it makes me think, like, about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
As social media becomes, you know, more and more intertwined with the financial markets, do you think we'll see this trend of social engagement impacting investments even more?
I mean, it's already happening, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like the lines are blurring between social media and the stock market.
Yeah, it's weird.
Which raises the question, how are traditional financial institutions going to adapt to this new reality?
That is a good question.
Where sentiment, you know, fueled by social media, plays such a massive role.
It's fascinating because we've always relied on, you know, like financial reports, market analysis.
Yeah.
And now we've got this whole new layer of complexity with social engagement.
It's like we need a translator.
Yeah.
For the language of likes and shares and alpha calls.
Right.
Because in the world of meme coins, all of this social engagement, it's not just noise.
It's
valuable data. It can give you a real advantage if you know how to use it.
This has been really eye-opening so far.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a much better understanding of these meme coins, how much power social influence has.
Yeah. It's a wild world out there.
It really is. So before we wrap up for this part,
yeah,
let's give our listeners something to think about.
Okay. I like where this is going. Hit me.
So how do you think social media is going to continue to shape the future of finance, of investing? Like, will we rely even more on this sentiment analysis, these social signals?
It's a fascinating question. And to be honest, I don't think anyone has the answer yet.
Right.
But we've already seen how a single tweet can cause massive market swings.
That's true.
It's not a stretch to imagine social sentiment becoming even more dominant in the future, especially as younger generations, you know, digital natives, become more involved in investing.
That's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time.
Right.
Just imagine trying to predict the next big market swing based on what's trending on X.
It could lead to even more volatility, but also it creates huge opportunities for those who can read the signals correctly.
So what can our listeners do to, like, prepare for this future where social media and finance are so deeply connected?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed.
Okay.
Keep an eye on how social media is being used in the financial world. Experiment with tools like AvAI that can help you analyze this social sentiment.
Yeah.
And never underestimate the power of critical thinking.
Right.
Just because something is trending doesn't guarantee it's a good investment.
Yeah.
Always do your own research. Make informed decisions.
Don't just FOMO into everything.
Exactly. It's about being proactive, not reactive.
And being discerning about who we choose to trust.
Absolutely.
Right.
Blindly following anyone, even a KOL who seems credible, could lead to some really costly mistakes.
Yeah.
Develop your own judgment, learn to filter the signal from the noise, and remember, sometimes the wisest investment you can make is in your own knowledge and your own critical thinking skills.
That's a really good point. That's a perfect note to
To end on.
Yeah, you've given us a lot to think about.
My pleasure. Happy to share what I know.
Awesome. Well, stay with us, folks. We'll be back after a short break.
It'd be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would.
Kind of a game changer.
Yeah, like a crystal ball almost.
Well, okay, maybe not a crystal ball.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a pretty powerful tool for sure.
Yeah.
And it gets me thinking about the bigger picture of finance and investing.
Okay.
You know, as social media becomes more and more tied to the financial markets.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see even more of this social engagement, affecting investment decisions?
Like even more than now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already happening,
It
but
is happening.
yeah.
It's almost like the lines are getting blurry, you
Yeah,
know?
between social media and the stock market.
Exactly. And that raises an interesting question.
What's that?
How are these traditional financial institutions going to adapt
Oh, that's a good
to
question.
this new reality where sentiment, you
Right.
know, amplified by social media
Right.
plays such a huge role?
It's fascinating
It hit me.
because we've always relied on, you know, like you said, the financial reports,
Yeah, all that traditional stuff,
market
right? The
analysis.
fundamentals.
Yeah. And now
Now we have this whole,
we've got this whole other layer of complexity
of complex,
for
right?
this social
It's
engagement
like we need a translator for the language of likes and shares.
and alpha calls, right?
Yes, exactly.
You got to speak the language
Yeah.
because in the world of meme coins, you know, social engagement.
It's not just noise anymore.
It's not just noise, it's valuable.
It is.
It's valuable data, and it can give you a serious leg up if you know how to read it.
So this has been really eye-opening.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I feel like I have a whole new understanding of meme coins and the power of, you know,
Of social influence.
yeah, of social influence in this crypto world.
It's a wild world out there.
It really is.
Okay,
Okay,
so
so before we wrap things up.
I want to give our listeners something to really think about.
Ooh, I like this hit me.
Okay, so how do you think social media will continue to shape the future of finance and investing?
Whoa.
Will we rely even more on sentiment analysis and these social signals?
Okay, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone really knows for sure.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
But we've already seen what can happen, right? Like
Yeah.
a single tweet can move markets.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy to think that social sentiment could become even more powerful in the future.
Especially with younger generation.
Exactly. Those digital natives,
Yeah.
they're going to be even more involved in investing and they live and breathe social media.
It's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time.
It is. It's a double-edged sword.
Imagine trying to predict the next big market swing based on what's trending on X.
Right. You'd need nerves of steel.
Yeah.
It could lead to even more volatility for sure,
Yeah.
but it also creates incredible opportunities.
For those who can read the signals, exactly. You got to be able to spot the patterns, separate the noise from the real deal.
So, what can our listeners do to prepare for this future?
Oh, okay. Well, first things first, stay informed, right?
This is form.
Keep an eye on how social media is being used in the financial world. Experiment with tools like Ave AI.
Right.
You know, the ones that help you analyze this social sentiment?
Those tools are going to be really important.
They are. And don't underestimate the power of critical thinking.
That's right.
Just because something is trending doesn't automatically make it a good investment.
You can't just FOMO into everything.
Exactly.
Good
Gotta do your
example.
homework.
Yeah.
Make informed decisions.
Be proactive, not reactive.
Yes. And maybe even more importantly, be discerning.
Discerning.
Yeah, about who you choose to trust.
And in this noisy world.
Exactly. Blindly following anyone, even a KOL who seems credible, could lead to some big mistakes.
Costly mistakes.
So develop your own judgment. Learn to filter the signal from the noise. And remember, sometimes the best investment you can make is in your own knowledge and your own critical thinking skills.
I love that.
Thanks.
That's such a good point.
I try.
You've given us so much to think about today.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been really fantastic having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And for those of you listening, remember to stay curious. Keep learning and never underestimate the power of social engagement in this exciting world of meme coins.
For sure.
Until next time, it's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
How much the financial landscape is changing. Who would have
Man.
thought even a few years ago that social media would have this much impact
Right.
on the markets?
It's crazy.
It really is. And, you know, meme coins, they're at the forefront of this whole thing.
Absolutely, they are.
This deep dive has been so insightful, I feel like.
Yeah.
We've really gotten a glimpse into this new era of finance where social engagement is so important.
It's been an interesting journey, for sure.
It has.
And it's clear we can't ignore these
Oh, we
trends.
can't.
We have to understand them, maybe even embrace them.
Yeah, social media isn't going anywhere,
Nope.
and its influence on finance is only going to grow.
It's the future.
This has been a really great conversation.
I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for exploring all this with me.
Of course, thanks for having me.
And to all of you listening out there, remember to stay curious, keep learning, and never underestimate the power of social engagement in this exciting world of meme coins. Until next time.